This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, April 24, 2008. Jesus' New World Order. The scripture is Isaiah 11, verse 13. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, nor Judah hostile toward Ephraim. Isaiah 11 tells not only of God's transforming grace among peoples, but also of the unity of His kingdom. The Old Testament divided kingdom, Israel, Ephraim, and Judah, were often in conflict with one another. They conspired against each other. Both would make alliances with other nations to try to defeat the other. They each claimed to have the only place for true worship, but neither of them actually worshiped God in spirit and truth. Emmanuel came to change all that. As the gospel expanded from Jerusalem and Judea to Samaria, the book of Acts in the New Testament assures us that the same grace of God that was at work in Judah was also at work in Samaria. The same Spirit that rested on Emmanuel was bringing people together. This is truly a miracle. But that is what God's grace is about. It changes wolves to be like lambs, lions to be like sheep. How many dangerous criminals have been transformed by God's grace into servants of Christ? Do you remember Saul of Tarsus? In our day, there is much talk about terrorism. There is so much suspicion, fear, hatred, violence, and war. It seems impossible for peoples to talk with one another, let alone live in harmony. But there is hope. The church has been given a banner of good news for all people to see, so that all nations will rally to the Lord and King. Would you pray with me? Almighty Lord, our world needs your transforming grace. Strengthen your church in the world with your message of reconciliation. In the name of the Prince of Peace, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.